It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie, how lucky are we? Beautiful day here in the nation's capital. How fortunate are we? For those of you recovering from just the 4th of July aftermath, fireworks, the grill popping, a lot of you that are really good over the grill, or you know somebody that's good over the grill. It's really better to know somebody that's be a friend of B. Mitch and go by and enjoy his talents. And then you can drop a little, you know, some coin in the jar and be about your business. We always talk about the food and we talk about the prep. We never discuss the cleanup. Have you noticed that? We never discuss the cleanup. And that's just as big a part as the setup and the entrees. Brother Donald, honored, man, to lock up with you again here on Overtime and Team 980. Always free on the Odyssey app. It's you survived it. First of all, you know, we lose some brothers and sisters now during these times of the year. Because people don't abide by the law. They get crazy with these explosives. And that happens. You guys did a great segment on the fireworks. And it really is an attraction that we have. I mean, California, you could just go out in your driveway. It's interesting how all over the country there are different ways that people celebrate and do this. But if you're on the West Coast, you literally, your driveway, your street, your thing, do you. Well, here, like, and I like it here being organized. And over in Great Falls, they have fireworks at Turner Farm Park, which is spectacular. And there, I'm sure regions all, I've been down in the mall. I've been, maybe one of the coolest ones is down in Georgetown on the waterfront. But they're all over the place. But Great Falls does a great job with the community band together. Just a spectacular show for about 30 minutes. It's just, you can't believe it, right before your very eyes. And being 10 minutes from home as opposed to an hour and a half in traffic, I'll take it almost every time. But are you into the fireworks? And do you have, I heard you at AWOT discussing, is there a favorite moment for you with the dramatics of the fireworks?
Yeah, I enjoyed the fireworks for sure. I always joke, though, and really it's not a joke, actually, about how after 4th of July weekend, you know, people who purchase them separately, you still hearing them in the neighborhood. You know, it's like 10th,
oh, you heard yesterday, yo.
It's like 10th of July, and they're still shooting off fireworks. So that gets a little annoying. But fireworks in general, I do enjoy. I was able to see them with my mom on 4th of July, And I'll be going to a cookout later today where I think they might shoot off some fireworks. So, yeah, I enjoy it.
Now, are you going to the kind of cookout? And I was at one last night. Shout out to Judge Rossi and his beautiful family. It's a tradition. And it's just very, very well done. I guess when you have karaoke and you got great food, atmosphere, ambiance, everything going. And what I like about it most are the children that are involved in it. Because it makes you remember when you were a kid and you were like really into it. I mean, where it was, I mean, this is cool and you know, the visual and the whole thing. But remember when you had maybe a sparkler in your hand or your crow, whatever it was, and then you really was blowing your mind. Now you're kind of like going through the motions. But when it was really exciting, when it really did, it fascinates you. Now, I love watching the kids that are fascinated by it. That I really enjoy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, even because when I went to go see the fireworks with my mom, we were at her office building downtown. They have a rooftop. So thankfully, I didn't have to go to the mall or deal with the madness, really.
But
they had families and stuff there, to your point, and you saw the younger kids, you know, just really just eyes wide looking at the fireworks, and it was awesome, man, for sure.
And the thing for me, out of Great Falls at Turner Farm, there were kids on, like, the monkey bars. They had slides. I didn't know children still played.
Still go outside.
I thought everybody was on the phone. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, I was so relieved. I mean, when you get to my age where you're closer to 100 than you are 50, I forgot the kids. I was blown away by laughter, running. Kids actually play without video and without a phone in their hand. And I was just really encouraged by that. Now, that was a really great way for me to start, because I'm hiding my pain. Because, you know, my system is attached to the Nationals. And when they lose for 24 hours, I'm just in a rotten state of mind. And then the way we lose, I mean, it was gut-wrenching. We're good enough to be in it with anybody. Now, the good is the good news. I don't know if you got a chance to peep it at all, but I want to be good. I'm so tired of the local teams that aren't in contention. And I'm patient. You better be patient if you're in the DMV. But last night, no lead is safe. We know that. We've been down 5-0. Mets, we come back, tap that tail. So that you love that. But last night, I'm bouncing back, you know, listening out, going to the barbecue, coming back, listening to, you know, our broadcast team. I'm just on the edge. I got back home, running down, checking it out live. You know, if you go from radio to television, you know, listen to Dave, Charlie, and running back in, TV. Man, I'm sitting in the garage and just listening and waiting. Man, I felt like I'd been kicked in the gut. Now, the Cardinals, I mean, no joke. They're up, you know, they're getting it done. But I was floored. But you got to bounce back. Got to bounce back. But I really, it just, oh, man, disappointing.
Yeah, it seems
but
like.
We had opportunities.
It seems like, especially this week, because I actually went to the game on Tuesday. And they lost that game, but every game they've lost has been in extra innings.
Yeah.
And it's kind of to your point, it's like, they, you know, they'll have the lead, they can't maintain, and then when it gets to extra baseball, they, you know, they just let it go. So that's been a kind of a trend or a tale for them this week.
Yeah, I'm seeing Luis Garcia Jr., you know, Tater, bam, bam. I'm going, all right. We just, and a lot of our, if it's a downfall for us, it's self-inflicted. We do something. And I can live with that because we can fix it. We don't get overpowered There's some things you could tweak here or there, or we get caught off a bag, or we make a running error, and those things are correctable, and we are young. But how many things are we going to be young at? The basketball team, I'm listening, and I just, when somebody says we're 3 years away, what? Slim, you got to give me more than that. 3 years away. All right. Okay. I guess I got no other choice. I got to still support, still be with you and to do all that. But doesn't that strike you a little strange? People just come right out and say, yo, we're 3 years away. All right. So what, you going to kick me back? I mean, what? Is there any discounts? Y'all going to have one night per week where you help a brother out? What's up? No, Slim. You got to pay full tilt. We got to get this thing going. I go, all right. Because you don't have to go. And I understand that. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. You do it because you want to do it. But I just always hits me. Same way I feel about the brothers coming up to the bag. They get the bag, and then they come up zero. What happened? No refunds? Nobody ever talks about refund. Nobody ever volunteers anything in return upon failure. Now, if they do, let me know. I'm yet to hear that. And always what I feel. And then I go, Team USA, what do they call themselves? Redemption? And they go, LeBron and Steph. Now, you know, there have been years where you go in Team USA, you got LeBron James, Steph Curry, and then, you know, Durant. Did they mention also the brother with the Clippers who plays like 20 games a year? The Claw? Please tell me I heard his name mentioned as well. Maybe I missed that. Is that my bad?
No, it was mentioned.
I said, all right. Have y'all paid any attention to what's going on overseas in basketball? Ain't nobody scared of you no more. And now you bringing out cats got AARP cards. You can't just roll that ball out again and go Team USA. Ain't nobody going, ooh, ooh, wow. They going, bring it. Let's roll. Kiss your lucky stars that Joel Embiid decided to go Team USA and not Team France. How much you think he got paid for that? I'm just saying. This is what I'm saying. We're going to find out. I am intrigued by this, that we now seem to be wounded. Now, a wounded animal is dangerous. And, you know, Bron feeling some heat. He's human. And he's a human being. He's got to be feeling some of this chatter. Rightfully so. He's used to chatter. But when it's your kid and what people say, you know, that may affect a few feathers. So anyway, first break today. I want to tackle a question or a topic of this global expansion of basketball and how we once upon a time were a superpower. That may not be the case as we speak. Our AAU system, awesome. I'm going to go back to step to the mic, and I've asked Andre Jones once again to explain again, because it's in the water. Now, I've been listening to G from the shop for a long, long time. He's assured me where we are the best of the best. But right now, I'm starting to doubt our system. We'll talk about that right here on Overtime. We'll be right back after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Overtime, 106.7, Team 980, and always free on the Odyssey app. We are Donald, D.O.C., in here chopping it up. Blessed to have fantastic weather on a beautiful holiday. Hope everyone is full, safe and sound, alert. And we're chopping it up today. I wish I was in a better mood, but it's impossible when the Nats lose. I just takes me about 15, 16 hours after the fact to recover. Can't wait for first pitch so I get a chance to come back out and gain victory. It's like oxygen for me. I need wins, and that was just painful. Not impossible. We made up 5-run deficits against the Mets and proved it, so we're in it. We don't suck. We got a lot of talent, but we just have to play better and be smarter to get that desired results. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line. And let's go to a man who I guarantee you has done it all, and that is Little. Little, welcome home.
The legend. Shout out to your
Lil,
man, Donald.
Lil, you sound like you at a bus station. You about to take a trip?
No. I'm just telling Donald. I'm just getting in here, Donald. We're jogging around the stadium this morning. Hey, but look, okay, man. Joe MB. Say, man, I know you've been paying a lot of taxes in the U.S. and the United States, man. But come on, man. Play with your home team. Play where you were born, man. You know what I'm saying, Doc? This is the kind of stuff, man. That kind of advantage. I like to see us go against B. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I know you've been paying, you know. And I'm like I say, Doc, I use that word a lot with these cats in the street, chop it up. Because I was going to call Adam this morning about David Johnson, man. Man, it's time for somebody to check. Man, who in the hell they teach you this in Little League, Doc? I mean, you throw a bunt, man, you bunt against the pitcher's throwing arm, man. He bunt to the left-handed pitcher on the mound, you bunt to third base. Come on, who's coaching these guys, man? You bunt where he can run towards. You bunt to first. That's why the kid got chopped. That's why my man got thrown out at third. He bunted to third. For what? You bunt against the pitcher's throwing on strong arm. Left-handed pitcher on the mound, you bunt toward the third, first base. So he can run and cheat and retrieve it and try to turn and make a throw.
But do we have 100% proof that
We've been winning on talent, Doc. We've been winning on talent alone. Davey pulls his pitchers, man. He'll pull a pitcher. We are five now. What are you pulling him for? Leave him in the damn game until he can't. Oh, come on, man. Hey, Doc, it's frustrating, man. It's time.
No, we love the passion. We love the passion. And when it don't work, you're not completely wrong, Little. Everybody can be an expert when it doesn't work, but you got to make decisions. It's a long season. Baseball is so, it's a marathon. So every 10, 12 pitches, you save a guy's arm. You got Josiah Gray in that, he may not play again this season. Let's keep it real.
Man,
it's about preserving arms.
Yeah, but the night before, you lead a man in there till the eighth inning, and then he pulled the game out. Somebody
yeah,
knocked him upside
down.
That man,
epic. But you got to prove
that's what
they're paid to do.
He's trying to make moves, man. He ain't making moves, man. He's costing us losses.
Yeah.
Hey, man, God.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because I know you're an expert. All I'm saying, there's two sides to each coin. This dude does this for a living, night in and night out. And over the long haul, I'm going to go with him. But we can agree to disagree. Appreciate your call, man. Have a magnificent day. I love chopping up with Little Man because he keeps it real and is passionate. Now, is this a fake celebrity call-in or is this the real J.P. Finley?
What's up, Doc? How you doing, man?
Oh, man. B. Mitch Finley, Landfill, Walker, in the flesh. Hey, man, you my favorite celebrity because you always check in. You come down, man. And you check on the brothers down, man, and AAA. I love that. Really love that about you, man. How you doing?
I'm good, dude. Had a nice fourth. I was listening to you just kind of driving around. My wife's got the girls doing some T-shirt tie-dyeing, so I thought I'd say what's up.
Beautiful.
One thing, Doc, now I was listening earlier, and you said you were shocked that kids still play, right?
Dude, I have not. I'm at Jungle Gym. I'm at the deal, you know, speaking out of the Great Falls and with the people, do it every year. And there were kids having fun. You have girls, you're into it. Of course, my baby's damn near 30, so I'm not around that crowd anymore. And every time I see young people, their face is staring at a screen. So I was just pleasantly surprised to see that they run and they play and they scream and they do things. You know, like young people do. I was shocked.
Well, I have an idea for you, Doc. I'd like to make a proposal. If you'd like to see some children run and play and scream, you are welcome to babysit the Finley girls anytime.
Yeah, man. You know one thing? I'm really inexperienced because I didn't have any girls.
Oh, you'll be fine.
No, I don't think I'm qualified. No, I think somebody's far more qualified. And I know just the guy to do it. Because he's had girls. Brother Brian Keith Mitchell. I would recommend him for that because he's experienced with it. You don't want a guy that's not had any daughters. They have two daughters. They're in their 25, 24 years old area. But, man, I'm not qualified for that.
I think Monica Mitchell's probably better for the job than Brian. But, yeah, you know, we're open to all ideas. And, Doc, if you do it, it's a tax write-off. I know how complicated your tax return is, but you can consider it a donation and, you know, save a couple bucks, man. I'm trying to think outside of the box, Doc.
I'll do it under one condition.
What's that?
Landfill has to be with me. So if Landfill is with me, then I'm in. Count me in.
You talk about a dynamic duo watching the Finley girls. Doc and Professor Landini.
I did sign me up.
I did watch that Nats game, and as it was unraveling, I said to my wife, I was like, this is about to be a brutal loss. And sure enough,
I'm glad we're good enough to play against anybody and be in it. That's a good sign because you are in transition. That's clear. And I'm glad. I just am so afraid. I don't want to be in last place with a local team. And I don't want to hear that I'm 3 years away. The deal the Wizards are selling right now, and it may be realistic. And maybe you should take it with a shot of bourbon. But to look me in the eye and tell me I'm 3 years away after the last rotten 3 years I've been going through? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this about Mike Rizzo. He's now rebuilt this organization. Or I guess we're in the throes of his second run at it.
Yeah.
He's in a hurry to rebuild. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The Nets are undoubtedly ahead of the schedule we thought. Now, I don't think they're
competitive.
Right, they're competitive. And
they're competitive.
You know, with the Wiz, though, Doc, I know you watch like I watch. I thought once they made the coaching change midway through, they were still losing. They only won 15 games. Not like either of these guys had a good record. But all of a sudden, it seemed like the 25, 30-point losses were becoming 4-point, 6-point losses. And
you could see improvement.
That.
You could see improvement. But let's be honest, JP. They were the Commanders in basketball uniforms.
Yeah, no defense. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if, when you completely insult the game by refusing to adhere to the principles of the game, it's defense.
How the hell
can you come out and then still keep paying people not to do their job?
Totally. And I think so much of defense is effort. I mean, and that's just reality. It's an effort thing.
JP, how can a bad team not give good effort? I can see you not being good enough to win, but if I don't get your best effort and I continually throw you out there, I should be beheaded.
You're right. I mean,
what
I think
are we doing?
The Commanders,
these rotten-ass programs that pay people this amount of money to fail. And then have the audacity to say, it's going to probably four-year plan all this, dude. What? I can go get some guys over to the gym, and we can get a run going. I just think that, and they get away with murder, to me. And so then I really respect when I see what the Capitals did. You knew that this was not their best outfit, but what'd they do? Effort. I mean, they were never like, they don't suck. They gave you what they had, and in the end, they ran out of gas against a team that was just better. Acceptable. I can do that. But why should any professional team really ever suck? Not like you amateurs, you're pros.
Right.
No, that's just a lack of man. That's just a bad situation that is allowed to continue to grow like a fungus because everybody's what? Getting paid. Getting their bags, and who loses? People that are addicted to it.
Doc, I find the NBA fascinating right now because, you know, if you follow the media side of this, the rights fees are going through the roof. But less and less people are watching it. The costs associated. I mean, the Celtics are going to have two guys. You know, you got a roster of 12. The Celtics are going to have two guys making $500 million. Like, I just find the – like, I'm not smart
God
enough to know
movie.
The projections.
We're paying actors the same amount of money to do a movie, and it's fake. So everybody makes money now. I ain't mad at that. And they're not, and they, and the NBA playoffs are indicative of it. And now we're being taken over by Europe, and we're going to go. Your boy Andre Jones is coming up. We're going to talk about our AAU system. Are we getting beat at the punch at our own game? Is Europe beating us to the punch?
It's probably adults making a lot of money. I see it just with my oldest daughter. I'll let you go because I know you got Dre. Yeah. But my oldest daughter is 8 years old, and the amount of travel, competitive sports that have significant costs, and the only real people that I see get a true advantage of it are the adults that are involved. Yeah. I think it's a big problem.
But it's better than her sitting there watching TV. I ain't mad at them because they keep us active, but our system right now is proving that we're no longer the king. Hey, JP, appreciate you taking time out, man, to join us. That is JP Finley, the outstanding program. B. Mitch Finley, Landfill, and Brother Walker. Quick break. We come back, and we're going to step to the mic with Andre Jones. We're going to continue talking about are we being beaten in the system by the Euros right now taking over basketball. Oh, Sookie, Sookie. I guarantee you, Step to the Mic podcast was on fire this week, because anytime you mention that Stephon Curry, LeBron James, these brothers are coming out to Vegas to get ready for a basketball tournament, and they're not the favorite, people go, say what? No, there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new sheriff across the pond. There's a new sheriff all over the world in basketball. So I go, well, okay, I thought we had that thing on lockdown. So we go to hoops expert Andre Jones and Step to the Mic podcast, and I go, Dre, the redemption team is what they're calling themselves, which means that you got toe up from the flow up, and now you're going back to put pieces back together. Is this a pipe dream?
First, Doc, good afternoon, my man. Always a pleasure joining you. You know, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I got bumped for J.P. Finley? What?
Yeah.
But we're going to keep going, Doc. No, no.
Yeah.
And I love J.P. I love J.P., but what? Doc. Yeah. But you, I think you stated it. I think the world is catching up with us. I think it's going to be an interesting Olympics.
Past?
Ooh. I still got to put my money on USA until somebody punches them in the chin. Now, like you said before, we've had conversations. Yeah. France is going to be really hard to beat in their host country. Canada, Slovenia, Serbia. Doc, this is going to be interesting. It really is. But I love our boys here on the USA side. If they do it right, you know I'm a big KD fan. Ant-Man is just ridiculous.
Love him too. But.
Yeah.
But. Embiid, how much? Who paid? Explain why he chose Team USA over France.
I think he has common sense and he knows who's got the heavy hammer. And I want to play with KD too. I want to play with Ant-Man too. That's going to free him up a lot. I mean, Drew Holiday can get you a dime.
Bruin.
I mean, I loved it. I think Grant Hill did a good job putting his team together. You got some old guys who may not play a lot of minutes, but those young puppies, they're telling them, hey, look, here, we're going to go here. Or I put KD on the floor with Ant, Steph, woo, put Drew out there, Doc, put Tatum. You know I love me some Tatum.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then we just roll with it, Doc. You got to defend, too. And I tell you this, Curry's a bucket too in international play, but KD is just strong.
Oh, KD,
I love KD, me some KD. Love me some KD.
KD is. I hate it when his teams aren't good because it means I don't get to see more of him.
Absolutely.
The thing about KD,
absolutely,
the dude is just unstoppable.
And, absolutely.
What about the claw? He's an interesting being able to play at that level. Do you question any of this? Have you figured it out?
I haven't figured it out, Doc.
Okay.
I haven't figured it out. I mean, the key to being a great player is keeping your body right. And that's minimizing the injuries and being mentally locked into understanding the assignment and getting it done. I don't know. I still have not figured it out. So, Doc, a question mark.
I mean, he's in shape. Kawhi's always in shape. He's never not in shape. He's in shape. He does all that. But I just – he's always been an enigma. It's just –
yes.
Even in San Antonio. I mean, it's just
– yes.
I thought he was the perfect person to stay in Toronto and to be in a – if he had a team outside the country, he's perfect for it.
Absolutely.
Why would he want to be in LA? He ain't saying nothing. I mean, you don't hear nothing from him.
Yeah, Doc, you know, for these guys, man, and, you know, you and I often talk about this. We're legacy dynasty guy. If I can get 2, 3, 4 championships, I'm taking 2, 3, 4 championships.
Yeah.
For these guys, it's just a little different. And I'm not saying they're not great athletes. I'm not saying they're not great players. I'm not saying any of that. I just don't understand. I want to beat Jordan. I want to get 7, not 6. And yeah, but these guys just come at it different. No, they don't think that way.
I'm just thinking, oh, by the way, G from the shop threw out the photo that congratulations in an order to the Stags, to Mather.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
yeah. Well, no, hey, it's been a minute now. It's been a minute.
No. Also, shout out to Mark Stern, Capital Hoops Summer League. 50 teams, Doc. 50 teams. Okay. And the Stags elevated to one. And, you know, great Summer League, Doc. Great. Mark's Summer League's getting better and better every year. But there's so much talent around the DMV. I'm watching DMV Live 2 weeks ago. And there's so much talent out here, Doc. Like, it's a kid over at Bishop McNamara. They call him Bugs. This kid is a bucket. Bugs, Doc. Bugs. Quayton Samuels. His sister's going to UConn. Bucket. Then I got my man Derek Dixon over at Gonzaga. Okay. Man, I love Cam Ward at Largo. Christy Winter Scott's son, Jordan Scott of South Lakes. I like him too, Doc. I like it. A kid of Caden Lewis and Sidwell Friends. I mean, it's so many players. I got a sleeper that I really like. Kid over at Riverdale Baptist by Cannon Green. Name is Cannon Green. I think he's going to have a good year. Got a football body, but got a basketball mind. I love him. I'm waiting to see what he's going to do, but all these kids I just named, 6'2.5".
Okay, good. Okay. All
right. Yeah, but Doc, keep your eye on this. A Montgomery County kid at Blake named Baba could be the number one kid in the class, 2027. Keep your eye on that one, Doc. Keep your eye on that one. And then, you know, we're getting ready for Peace Jam anyway, and I'm always on TakeOver 17U. So, you know, AAU was now there. Doc, this is just, I'm just eating this whole thing up. Besides the heat, a gym is a good place to stay with air conditioning, Doc.
Okay, get but overseas, they got them babies playing against grown-ass men.
Absolutely.
What you just rattled off to me is cool. I love all that. But we're seeing now in the final, or at the end of the day, when they announced the NBA draft, they're getting brothers from Europe that are going
one, two, three.
So...
Yeah, Doc, it's just a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more skilled, better shooters. I don't know, Doc, maybe better basketball players. I mean, you know, I'm not talking about athletes. I'm talking about basketball players, Doc.
Yeah, but
I got to get a little bit of everything.
What defines an athlete if you don't play defense? I'm a little tired of hearing about athleticism. What is athleticism if you don't play defense? Or
well,
if
that's
you
culture.
Can't shoot? Well,
but that's culture, Doc. Give me to a team that straps. I'll play defense. Okay. Give me to a team that somebody says, hey, young buck, that bucket down there is cool, but we strap here. So culture always wins, right, Doc?
Well, we have people getting max deals that don't play defense.
Absolutely. But
so
now you look
giving,
at those boys up.
You're giving out this stuff. You are telling people that it's okay to be half-assed in your game, you applaud them for. I just think the system itself, you almost deserve to be getting your behinds beaten now globally. What
well,
I'm
Doc,
saying is that this is a managerial problem that has trickled down from people being soft and really not understanding the game itself. You speak with a forked tongue, because you ain't getting the job done. People aren't fundamentally sound.
Signs of the times, though, Doc. I was watching Gino Auriemma talking about practice and how important practice is, and he was coaching a boys AAU team, and he said we're going to practice 3 days a week, and the parents are like, practice? We just want to play games. There's your problem. I can't teach you how to play the game if you're showing up on a Saturday and we just playing on the blacktop 94 feet and going home.
You made my point. Who said it? The parents. That's the problem. The parents are saying it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But see, Doc, it's a microwave culture. We know, and we're the problems for that. So we want to see baskets, buckets, dunks, jumpers. Nobody wants to see nobody strapped no more, Doc.
Well, that's why we're talking about it. Because it's got to change. And that's
Absolutely.
Why talking to youth sports, talking about developmental programs. We have to do more of this in order so parents are listening. I know y'all listening because you can bring about the change. Otherwise, we're going to keep getting our behinds beaten over and over again. Because that old school stuff, what happened once upon a time, that ship has sailed.
Let me say this to you. When the WCAC starts in basketball, I love walking into a gym and watch Steve Turner go against Glenn Ferrello or Steve Turner go against Mike Jones and just watch the masterminds work the pieces. I love watching them go to work because you can see in their practices are more dedicated and complicated than the actual game. That's what you can see when you go to the WCAC and you see these teams play every week. So, again, to your point, I'm not promoting the WCAC over anything because let me tell you this. My man, Coach Ward over at Largo, he's doing a fabulous job, state champions. His son, Cam Ward, is a throwback. He can do it all. Love how he goes at it, getting scholarship offers every week and he goes out because his dad coaches him hard. He understands the game, and his son will benefit from it. That's how it goes. And his mother played at Largo. His mother played at Howard, Ayanna Ward. So here's what we're talking about. Two parents who went through it, who understand it, and are teaching their kids what it takes to get to that level. You can't beat that.
Well, I love it. We'll keep it up. We'll keep doing it until they cut the electricity off. We have got to take back control and understand the game from its purest form is to be played the right way. It's not just run and gun and chuck and not play defense, not get after loose ball, not play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Dre, appreciate it, man. We'll keep going until they cut the electricity off. Step to the mic. Podcast, Andre Jones, the Mathis Stag. Appreciate you. Going to break on that, the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Donald, you're not getting off the hook, man. I know you had some hoop game. We might just break down your history when we come back here on Overtime. I started to call this little open line Saturday, getting a chance to come off lounging, 4th of July, kicking it. Hopefully you were surrounded by people that are worthy of your company. Talking hoops, man. Hoops gets it going. Of course, the Nats. Lou Holder, I followed my script.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie. I guarantee you, Step to the Mic podcast was on fire this week, because anytime you mention that Stephon Curry, LeBron James, these brothers are coming out to Vegas to get ready for a basketball tournament, and they're not the favorite, people go, say what? No, there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new sheriff across the pond. There's a new sheriff all over the world in basketball. So I go, well, okay, I thought we had that thing on lockdown. So we go to hoops expert Andre Jones and Step to the Mic podcast, and I go, Dre, the redemption team is what they're calling themselves, which means that you got toe up from the flow up, and now you're going back to put pieces back together. Is this a pipe dream?
First, Doc, good afternoon, my man. Always a pleasure joining you. You know, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I got bumped for J.P. Finley? What?
Yeah.
But we're going to keep JP going, Finley. Doc. No.
Yeah.
And I love J.P. I love J.P., but what? Doc.
Yeah.
But I think you stated it. I think the world is catching up with us. I think it's going to be an interesting Olympics.
Past?
Ooh, I still got to put my money on USA until somebody punches them in the chin. Now, like you said before, we've had conversations. Yeah. France is going to be really hard to beat in their host country. Canada, Slovenia, Serbia. Doc, this is going to be interesting. It really is. But I love our boys here on the USA side. If they do it right, you know I'm a big KD fan. Ant-Man is just ridiculous.
Love him too. But.
Yeah.
But. Embiid, how much? Who paid? Explain why he chose Team USA over France.
I think he has common sense and he knows who's got the heavy hammer. And I want to play with KD too. I want to play with Ant-Man too. That's going to free him up a lot. I mean, Jrue Holiday can get you a dime.
Bruin.
I mean, I love it. I think Grant Hill did a good job putting his team together. You got some old guys who may not play a lot of minutes, but those young puppies, they're telling them, hey, look, here, we're going to go here. Or I put KD on the floor with Ant, Steph, woo, put Jrue out there, Doc, put Tatum. You know I love me some Tatum.
Oh,
and then we just roll with it, Doc. You got to defend, too. And I tell you this, Curry's a bucket, too, in international play, but KD is just strong.
Oh, KD,
I love me some KD. Love me some KD.
KD is... I hate it when his teams aren't good because it means I don't get to see more of him.
Absolutely.
That's the thing about
KD. Absolutely.
The dude is just unstoppable. And,
absolutely.
What about the claw? He's an interesting being able to play at that level. Do you question any of this? Have you figured it out?
I haven't figured it out, Doc.
Okay.
I haven't figured it out. I mean, the key to being a great player is keeping your body right. And that's minimizing the injuries and being mentally locked into understanding the assignment and getting it done. I don't know. I still have not figured it out. So, Doc, a question mark.
I mean, he's in shape. Kawhi's always in shape. He's never not in shape. He's in shape. He does all that. But he's always been an enigma. It's just, even in San Antonio. I mean, it's just, I thought he was the perfect person to stay in Toronto and to be in if he had a team outside the country, he's perfect for it.
Absolutely.
Why would he want to be in LA? He ain't saying nothing to me. You don't hear nothing from him.
Yeah, Doc, you know, for these guys, man, and you know, you and I often talk about this. We're legacy dynasty guys. If I can get 2, 3, 4 championships, I'm taking 2, 3, 4 championships.
Yeah.
For these guys, it's just a little different. And I'm not saying they're not great athletes. I'm not saying they're not great players. I'm not saying any of that. I just don't understand. I want to beat Jordan. I want to get 7, not 6. And yeah, but these guys just come at it different. No, they don't think that way.
I'm just thinking, oh, by the way, G from the shop threw out the photo that congratulations in an order to the Stags, to Matha.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
yeah. Well, no, hey, it's been a minute now. It's been a minute.
No. Also, shout out to Mark Stern, Capital Hoops Summer League. 50 teams, Doc. 50 teams. Okay. And the Stags elevated to one. And, you know, great Summer League, Doc. Great. Mark Summer League's getting better and better every year. But there's so much talent around the DMV. I'm watching DMV Live 2 weeks ago. And there's so much talent out here, Doc. Like, it's a kid over at Bishop McNamara. They call him Bugs. This kid is a bucket. Bugs, Doc. Bugs. Quayton Samuels. His sister's going to UConn. Bucket. Then I got my man Derek Dixon over at Gonzaga. Okay. I love Cam Ward at Largo. Christy Winter Scott's son, Jordan Scott of South Lakes. I like him too, Doc. I like it. A kid of Caden Lewis and Sidwell Friends. I mean, it's so many players. I got a sleeper that I really like. Kid over at Riverdale Baptist by Cannon Green. Name is Cannon Green. I think he's going to have a good year. Got a football body, but got a basketball mind. I love him. I'm waiting to see what he's going to do, but all these kids I just named, 6'2.5".
Okay, good. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but Doc, keep your eye on this. A Montgomery County kid at Blake named Baba could be the number one kid in the class, 2027. Keep your eye on that one, Doc. Keep your eye on that one. And then, you know, we're getting ready for Peace Jam anyway, and I'm always on TakeOver 17U. So, you know, AAU was now there. Doc, this is just, I'm just eating this whole thing up. Besides the heat, a gym is a good place to stay with air conditioning, Doc.
Okay, get but out overseas, they got them babies playing against grown-ass men.
Absolutely.
What you just rattled off to me is cool. I love all that. But we're seeing now in the final, or at the end of the day, when they announced the NBA draft, they're getting brothers from Europe that are going
Doc,
one,
don't they...
two, three. So...
Yeah, Doc, it's just a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more skilled, better shooters. I don't know, Doc, maybe better basketball players. I mean, you know, I'm not talking about athletes. I'm talking about basketball players, Doc.
Yeah, but
I gotta
what defines an athlete if you don't play defense? I'm a little tired of hearing about athleticism. What is athleticism if you don't play defense? Or
well,
if
that's
you
culture.
Can't shoot? Well,
but that's culture, Doc. Give me to a team that straps. I'll play defense. Okay. Give me to a team that somebody says, hey, young buck, that bucket down there is cool, but we strap here. So culture always wins, right, Doc?
Well, we have people getting max deals that don't play defense.
Absolutely. But
so
now you look
giving,
at those boys up.
You're giving out this stuff. You are telling people that it's okay to be half-assed in your game, you applaud them for. I just think the system itself, you almost deserve to be getting your behinds beaten now globally. What
well,
I'm
Doc,
saying is that this is a managerial problem that has trickled down from people being soft and really not understanding the game itself. You speak with a forked tongue, because you ain't getting the job done. People aren't fundamentally sound.
Signs of the times, though, Doc. I was watching Gino Auriemma talking about practice and how important practice is, and he was coaching a boys' AAU team, and he said we're going to practice 3 days a week, and the parents are like, practice? We just want to play games. There's your problem. I can't teach you how to play the game if you're showing up on a Saturday and we just playing on the blacktop 94 feet and going home.
You made my point. Who said it? The parents. That's the problem. The parents are saying it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But see, Doc, it's a microwave culture. We know, and we're the problems for that. So we want to see baskets, buckets, dunks, jumpers. Nobody wants to see nobody strapped no more, Doc.
Well, that's why we're talking about it. Because it's got to change. And that's
Absolutely.
Why talking to youth sports, talking about developmental programs. We have to do more of this in order so parents are listening. I know y'all listening because you can bring about the change. Otherwise, we're going to keep getting our behinds beaten over and over again. Because that old school stuff, what happened once upon a time, that ship has sailed.
Doc, let me say this to you. When the WCAC starts in basketball, I love walking into a gym and watch Steve Turner go against Glenn Ferrello or Steve Turner go against Mike Jones and just watch the masterminds work the pieces. I love watching them go to work because you can see in their practices are more dedicated and complicated than the actual game. That's what you can see when you go to the WCAC and you see these teams play every week. So, again, to your point, I'm not promoting the WCAC over anything. Because let me tell you this. My man, Coach Ward over at Largo, he's doing a fabulous job. State champions. His son, Cam Ward, is a throwback. He can do it all. Love how he goes at it. Getting scholarship offers every week and he goes out. Because his dad coaches him hard, he understands the game, and his son will benefit from it. That's how it goes. And his mother played at Largo. His mother played at Howard, Ayanna Ward. So here's what we're talking about. Two parents who went through it, who understand it, and are teaching their kids what it takes to get to that level. You can't beat that.
Well, I love it. We'll keep it up. We'll keep doing it until they cut the electricity off. We have got to take back control and understand the game from its purest form is to be played the right way. It's not just run and gun and chuck and not play defense, not get after loose ball, not play the game the way it's supposed to be played. Dre, appreciate it, man. We'll keep going until they cut the electricity off. Step to the mic. Podcast, Andre Jones, DeMathis Stagg. Appreciate you. Going to break on that, the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Donald, you're not getting off the hook, man. I know you had some hoop game. We might just break down your history when we come back here on Overtime. I started to call this little open line Saturday, getting a chance to come off lounging, 4th of July, kicking it. Hopefully you were surrounded by people that are worthy of your company. Talking hoops, man. Hoops gets it going. Of course, the Nats. Lou Holder, I followed my script, Dr. Holder, and soccer, and I watched Canada beat Venezuela last night in a passionate match. I mean, it's just, I still am just really taken, I'm in awe of the passion of the crowds. I'm seeing kids crying from Venezuela after the ending and defeat. And I understand you represent country as opposed to like a city or whatever. But it's infectious, you know, and watching what's going on all across the world. So, a lot of competition. Boy, you got to be, it's a grind, but great athletes. And it's so physical. I just cannot get over how much contact. Now, again, I don't have a professional eye. I'm no Craig Hoffman on this one. But it seems to be one of the worst officiated sports on the planet. What do you have to do to get a yellow flag? Or get a yellow card, rather. Pardon me. What do you have to do? I've seen guys grabbing, hitting, slugging, cut. I don't get it. So hopefully, you know, we'll get a couple of experts that can tap in and help a brother out. Because I'm completely lost. The Venezuela netminder came out of net and grabbed a guy. and knocked the ball out of his hands, and nothing happened. And I go, okay, well, maybe just me not understanding the game that well yet. But some of you pros can help a brother out. To break, we go on that. We will take your calls on the other side of the hour. We attack the 1 o'clock hour at 1-800-636-1067. Fan. Back in a moment. I started to call this little open line Saturday, getting a chance to come off lounging, 4th of July, kicking it. Hopefully you were surrounded by people that are worthy of your company. Talking hoops, man. Hoops gets it going. Of course, the Nats. Lou Holder, I followed my script, Dr. Holder, and soccer, and I watched Canada beat Venezuela last night in a passionate match. I mean, it's just, I still am just really taken, I'm in awe of the passion of the crowds. I'm seeing kids crying for Venezuela after the ending and defeat. And I understand you represent country as opposed to like a city or whatever. But it's just, it's infectious, you know, and watching what's going on all across the world. So, a lot of competition. Boy, you got to be, it's a grind, but great athletes, and it's so physical. I just cannot get over how much contact. Now, again, I don't have a professional eye. I'm no Craig Hoffman on this one. But it seems to be one of the worst officiated sports on the planet. What do you have to do to get a yellow flag? Or get a yellow card, rather. Pardon me. What do you have to do? I've seen guys grabbing, hitting, slugging, cut. I don't get it. So hopefully, you know, we'll get a couple of experts that can tap in and help a brother out. Because I'm completely lost. The Venezuela netminder came out of net and grabbed a guy and knocked the ball out of his hands, and nothing happened. And I go, okay, well, maybe just me not understanding the game that well yet. But some of you pros can help a brother out. To break, we go on that. We will take your calls on the other side of the hour. We attack the 1 o'clock hour at 1-800-636-1067. Fan. Back in a moment. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.